どうもありがとう、ミスターロボット。またお会いで。どうもありがとう、ミスターロボット。秘密を知りたい。
Wondering who I am.
Secret, I've got a secret.
Machine or mannequin.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
With parts made in Japan.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
I am the modern man.
I've got a secret.
I've been hiding under my skin.
My heart is human. My blood is boiling. My brain is a yam. So when you see me acting strangely, don't be surprised. I'm just a man needing someone and someone to hide.
Keep me alive.
Just keep me alive.
Yeah.
Somewhere to hide. To keep me alive.
Yeah. Dude, we were going in.
Dude, I know, right?
Keep it.
We were the probably would have played the whole song.
We probably would have. Absolutely, man.
I was like, okay, I think we reached the spot to where he's going to cut it. Okay, I'll stop singing. And then he kept on, and then I was like, I'm going to keep on singing then.
I think people forget just how good those songs are until you hear them again.
Yeah, let's get you pumped.
No joke.
Mr. Roboto by Styx.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know.
The legendary Styx.
Yeah.
So welcome to the Men of the Cave podcast, episode
29?
31.
31, dang. one day.
One day we'll know.
We'll get it.
Without having to check.
No, for sure.
Because that's exactly what I'm doing right now.
We're getting our verification process going on.
So while I check that out.
Shake it out, Mr. Roboto.
Gil's here.
What's up, fellas?
John Danger's here.
Johnny Danger.
It is 31. And
three?
That's it.
Wow.
It has been confirmed.
There is no fourth.
There is no fourth right now.
Just Eric is watching Metallica.
That lucky bastard. Yeah.
And Steven is fulfilling his duty to the great country.
Yeah.
In the military. On training, so.
Right on.
Thank you, miss you, Steven.
We appreciate everything you do, brother.
Steven hasn't been here for a while.
It's been a very long time now. He'll be the special guest one day.
One day he'll be a monthly guest.
Yeah, once a month maybe.
Like a period.
Dang, he's gonna be the period guest.
He's a period guest.
The red bloody guest.
We're gonna put a seat, and we're just gonna make it red. Just have him sitting there.
That is probably something we should do later on.
Yeah, we should just get some like red what's bed sheets. Make him sit in that chair.
Ooh.
So it's kind of a slow week in topics, but
movie wise,
E3 happened.
Dude, so video game wise, it's big.
We're gonna talk a lot. We're gonna talk a lot of E3. We will talk the Black Panther trailer.
Okay,
Black Panther.
I didn't see it, guys.
Adam West passed away recently too.
Yeah. So rest in peace.
The original Adam West.
Who
yeah,
is that?
He is the OG Batman.
He is OG.
I don't remember if there was one before him or not.
Nope. He one and only.
I remember growing up watching
the Batutsi.
Those with him.
Yeah.
With my brothers. We would watch the movie, the one where they where the shark is on their leg. That one. That one's classic. Also going to talk about Inhumans finally got a full trailer.
Didn't see it. Nobody saw it.
God bless.
I was watching E3, sorry.
Yeah, dude, we were too up in the sauce, honestly.
And we'll talk some Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I saw an article.
That was interesting.
Very, very interesting.
So, do we want to kick it off with E3, or we
which is still underway.
I think we got to go in and out with E3. It's just so much to cover, honestly. Give us a little break.
Okay. Let's just start off with the Black Panther trailer.
Okay.
What did you think about it, Gil?
They made him look like a motherfucking badass.
I'm looking it up as John. I speak right now.
Cherry bomb to John.
Cherry bomb! Yes, sir.
Sorry, it's a night of snacks and drinks.
An 80s.
Snack attack.
Ooh, that was sour.
I really like cherry bombs.
Got a kick of that.
Okay, right. Continue. Black Panther.
I thought it was funny that we get to see Andy Serkis and the guy who played Bilbo in The Hobbit together again in the same movie.
I'm playing it right now, so don't mind me, all right?
Of course, this is going to take place after Civil War. Though Bucky is in Wakanda, so they didn't show him in the trailer, so I wonder how that's going to pan out, if at all. Because, I mean, they are searching for him.
Yeah. Hey, John, kill the mic.
I like the fact that we see Michael B. Jordan as the bad guy, or the antagonist in the trailer,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, he looks pretty...
He's fucking badass, seriously.
He does look badass.
And then they show his female bodyguard, so he's pretty badass as well.
Oh, yeah. The one that wanted to try to beat up the Black Widow.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the guy's suit is completely made of vibranium. I mean, you can shoot him and nothing happens to the guy.
What is vibranium for the people that don't know?
It is the alloy that's actually only discovered or only found in Wakanda, where the Black Panther resides. Captain America's shield is made of it.
It's space metal.
It's his suit is made of it.
Vibranium.
Yes.
Not
of this earth.
Not Adam. It's confused with adamantium, which is like made. Is the like offset of
it's like vibranium. This indestructible metal, but it's destructible still.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like Valerian steel.
So what would win? Yeah, sort of. Wolverine's claws or Captain America's shield?
Like the only thing that could defeat adamantium. I mean adamantium. Vibranium is vibranium. When the Black Panther and Captain America kind of fought a little bit.
Does,
and
he does scratch
it up, yeah. So. I think that was cool. I guess that the only way technically you can pierce Black Panther's suit if you just poke him in the eye, maybe. It's the only part that might not have adamantium. I mean, vibranium.
What I like about it, he doesn't flinch when he gets shot.
Yeah, well, because it's freaking suit.
He's handled it like a boss, honestly.
He's like used to it. He's not even worried about it.
Yeah, like, it ain't nothing.
Yeah.
He's like Luke Cage, but Luke Cage don't have to wear the armor.
Yeah, true. True.
Speaking of Luke Cage, I'm almost finished watching his Netflix series.
It's a different vibe, isn't it, compared to the other ones?
It is, but I like it.
Yeah, it's good. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, it's good.
It's not more... The story is very intertwining.
Yeah.
Kind of backstab. It's kind of like Game of Thrones a little bit. A
little bit, but Harlem.
Yeah. Where you have a lot of stuff going on in the background and... Mm-hmm. Conniving people.
Yeah.
I finished Jessica Jones.
That's a good one.
I wasn't feeling it at first.
It started off a little slow and then it picked up.
And then I got really into it and then I got upset because the whole time she's not wanting to kill
Kilgrave.
She doesn't want to kill him because she wants to get him to admit what he did so that that girl that's in prison can get out. So she lets Kilgrave basically kill all these people, lets them get away, you know, she doesn't stop them, and then the chick gets out of jail and kills herself.
Oh, God bless.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like God, all that damn. For nothing. Like, you could have just killed him a long time ago.
Could have avoided all that.
That was the one thing I didn't like about it. It just seemed kind of dumb. Like,
that was a little anti.
Yeah, you know. Anti-climax. All for nothing. Like,
But shit. That's how some things are. Like, you help somebody out in vain.
They still.
And then you get, like, fuck. All that stuff, hard work you did. And then, like, it just goes to waste because they just go back to the same stuff.
Yeah.
I could see it.
They just shit on you, basically. I've experienced that personally.
Do you know one thing that they have done very well with the Netflix Marvel series is... The villains are very good.
All of them have been great actors. And just,
they're good. They're scary, surprisingly. Like even Luke Cage, was it Cottonmouth?
Cottonmouth, and then the other one
Diamondback.
Is Diamondback, yeah.
So back to the Black Panther. Who is the guy with the one arm?
Andy Serkis character? What was his name? He was in Avengers 2 where his arm got cut off by Ultron.
What?
Yeah, it looked like Ultron killed him, but he didn't.
Dang.
He shoved him down the elevator. That's how he lost his arm, is from that one.
Dang, okay.
He's a he was like a weapons dealer.
No, I didn't. I seen the like end parts of it and like the like bits.
It's because Ultron tells him
it was like towards the middle ish area.
Damn. What does he say? He's like,
he does it by accident too. He's like, oh, I'm sorry.
He says he's like, I always hear that you make your friends rich and your enemies richer and find out which ones are closer to you at the end or something like that. He says some line and that guy's all Tony Stark and he's like, what? And he goes, Tony Stark would say that. And he's like, what do you think? I'm Tony Stark. And he like,
yeah, he
slices. He's like, oh
no, I saw that. Yeah, like, yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
that's gonna leave a scar.
Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've seen that part. Yeah,
yeah. And then there's like the end of it. You don't see him anymore. So you presume he's like,
I don't know what his name is, but he's like the main antagonist, bad guy.
Yeah. It's just even before they start to go into the thing, right? It's like
it's when they it's right before Hulk fights Iron Man.
Yeah,
yeah. So that was like his little intro.
We all burped at the same time. I know. Moment of silence for that guy's arms.
Moment is what it was. A moment of burps for him.
Yeah.
I think.
So then who's he going to be? Like, who's his bad guy going to be?
He's the bad guy.
But he is the bad guy.
No. But like, what's his name?
I don't remember.
Bad guy?
Okay.
Let me Google it up while you're
talking. He has a name. I forget what his name is.
His name actually sounds kind of cool.
He's like a poacher. Like. Like he steals vibranium and stuff like that, like in Wakanda.
You. Dang. So back onto the topic. So what's stronger, Wolverine's body or that vibranium?
I don't know.
What's the tougher metal?
You
tell me.
Magneto.
Yeah.
Good answer. I think vibranium is stronger because I don't think I've ever seen Wolverine slice through Captain America's shield. That's what I'm going to say.
It's a good answer.
His villain, the Andy Serkis will play Ulysses Klaue, the villain better known simply as Klaw.
Yeah.
The Klaw.
The Klaw's going to get you.
He's going to be like the commando guy, the bionic commando, where he has just a claw.
Dude, that's a great game.
That is an awesome game.
Dude, I'm awesome.
I even had the bionic commando rearmed when they gave him his arm.
I heard that one was pretty awesome, too.
Yeah, it was fun.
Really? He's in Marvel vs. Capcom. That's all I know.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
So Black Panther doesn't come out till next year, but it looks good.
Yeah, it has some potential. It
looks badass. What are you talking about?
It got me interested.
Yeah, it looks really good.
I mean, it's gonna be like Thor's coming out this November, and then Black Panther.
I don't count my chickens until they're fully, or count my eggs until they're fully hatched, or whatever.
So I'm assuming the ending is probably gonna like on Black Panther is gonna really ramp up because I mean, right after Black Panther, we're supposed to get Infinity War.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
So Infinity War is supposed to be in the summer of 2018 and Black Panther is February.
They ain't ready.
So there's going to be a big tie-in, I'm assuming, somehow. Probably at the end, probably with Thanos or something.
Black Panther looks good. It's going to be good. Everything Marvel makes is pretty good, so I'm not really worried about
it. They have not disappointed yet.
Mm-mm. Nope. Even the ones that were disappointing, Iron Man 3. Still okay.
Yeah. Iron Man 3.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go back into the Marvel Netflix series because
Daredevil.
The Defenders is coming out in August. Mm-hmm. And the stories, what I like about it, if you watch, because I haven't watched all four series now that I've seen them all. Mm-hmm. Well, I have one episode left for Luke Cage, but I like how they constantly talk about other characters that came out in the other series. Like when he says, he's like, well, look what Frank Castle did to this city, and he didn't even have these guns. Like, I thought that was real cool. Like,
nice little tie-in.
By name, they named him Frank Castle.
Yeah. Or so, they still talk about, like, what happened in the first Avengers when New York was destroyed, or they like, refer to that sometimes, too.
And I also like that they're all flawed.
Yeah, they all have a dark side to them, actually.
They're not the perfect superhero.
Not a single
one.
And
you don't feel that they're like overpowered, even with Luke Cage. Once they get that bullet, or the Judas bullet, the one that could penetrate his skin and blow up inside of him.
God bless.
It happens to him.
It literally like drills through him, and then
God bless.
The guy shoots him, goes.
Forget,
in.
Is it made of vibranium in there? I forget what the bullet's partly made of.
It's made out of the metal.
Some kind of metal.
From that they took from the creatures.
Oh yeah, from the spaceships.
From the spaceships from Avengers.
Dang.
And then also Spider-Man ties into that too because the villain from that uses the technology from those
those guys.
Things too.
Damn.
Yeah.
So are we talking about Homecoming?
Yeah. Michael Keaton's character.
Mm-hmm.
He uses he ends up being like the Vulture, right?
Yeah, the Vulture.
Dude, that's gonna be a good movie.
He gets his technology from that.
If y'all listen to this podcast enough, you would know that I really love stories that have backstories and like big worlds around them to tie it all
lore
in.
Yeah, for sure.
Just was the last episode we went a whole thing with Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
dude,
was there really?
He went to like really deep.
Dang.
I went to town.
Damn, downtown Charlie Brown.
Went down that rabbit hole.
Let's talk about another movie series that was really good in the '80s. Kind of tried to come back. Wasn't a big fan of it, and now they're talking about making another one, Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do
do do
do do.
There you go.
No.
Did you see the newest Ghostbusters?
I have not.
Bits and pieces.
And I'm not.
Wasn't a fan. Don't really
care. I've seen bits and pieces of it. Yeah. Just,
I mean, I guess I'll watch it just because they're going to make a sequel, but...
Well, the sequel's supposed to bring the old... Well, I read... Yeah. I posted a thing on our little page, and there was a long story. Basically, it was like a script workup for what potentially could have been the Ghostbusters movie. And basically, just real quick, it was about how most of them were retired. They were gone. The only one that was still around was Ray, which is Dan Aykroyd's character.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was still at the station. There's Ghostbusters like in every city. They're kind of franchised out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's his name? Died in an experiment.
Egon.
Which is what's his face? His name.
He's really gone in real life, so that would make sense.
Yeah.
James Belushi.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. Yeah. Bill Murray's character.
Ooh, totally different.
Yeah. Has kind of like retired. He's on a beach somewhere. Don't really care no more.
Somewhere?
Like a Playboy millionaire.
Yeah.
Just
and the Rick black Martin. Dude.
Winston.
There you go.
Has made like lots and lots of money.
I can see
and
that.
So he like, yeah. He's kind of like the Branson dude.
Damn.
You know, he has like this
Winston
place.
Made it big. Nice.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And what about Rick Moranis' character?
He's not in there no more. This one though did have Dozer coming back.
Ooh.
Yeah. He's the main bad guy. And so basically there's no more ghosts. So a lot of those other Ghostbuster places have closed. There was a rumor that the Atlanta one had a helicopter, that's how out of hand they had gotten. And that's why they had bankrupted the franchise. Yeah, because they had a helicopter. And it's just a funny little... And then they have... So this one focuses on the New York chapter, basically, and the LA chapter. So the LA chapter is... They've never fought any ghosts. They've never had to do anything.
Yeah.
They're kind of dumb. And the government wants the weapons because they're trying to weaponize a ghost.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
So the Los Angeles team like has an idea to go to the New York team and steal a ghost, but they accidentally kind of let all the ghosts out and kind of starts like that whole post-apocalyptic thing again.
Kind of like in Ghostbusters 1.
Yeah, and then Gozer comes back. And
so then would it be like the same female cast as last Ghostbusters, or would it be
no
like,
this one didn't include them at all. It was like
it was just the old school guys.
It was new characters, but only Ray was came out in the movie again. Egon's daughter's with the New York chapter. There's a smart guy who like overpowers the packs. He knows how to like juice them up, and the military wants it, you know.
So
what
he's
I mean
like the new Egon.
Yeah. And so really they only show like Bill Murray real quick when at the end, when they're trying to like stop everything from happening, they call him and he's like on the beach. He's like, no, you don't want to go back. And so Winston comes back with all his money. He has like all of the other ones show up in all their vehicles to help battle it. The helicopter shows up.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like it seemed like it was real cool. Like if and then in the end, Ray ends up killing himself.
Damn.
Dan Aykroyd to stop everything from happening. He like walks his proton pack in his proton pack into the
self-sacrifice
the other side, yeah, and like seals the breach.
And
it sounded like it would have been a really good movie.
It probably would have, honestly,
better than what this one was.
This one, I don't know. I think they tried too hard. I'm not gonna say that the cast was wrong. It's just I did watch most of it, and it just didn't have that. That's Ghostbusters has that feel.
Yeah, no, yeah. Definitely. And that's because, like, those characters standalone are very funny.
All those women are really awesome.
Yeah, they are funny. Very hilarious. So, like, I don't
know. Melissa McCarthy, she's awesome.
Yeah, dude, Melissa McCarthy is hilarious. But, like, it didn't work. Like, for some reason, like, the Knocked Up, same cast pretty much.
Yeah.
In Knocked Up, except for the other two, right? But, like, it didn't work. And I don't know what it was. Maybe it was just, like, they felt like it was too forced or something. But, like, there's no excuse for it to not work, honestly.
It didn't feel like Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
It's because those guys have the chemistry, man. Like, that's what you're not. That's the one thing that's missing. Like, you can have.
They do have the chemistry, though. They don't all have, from Saturday Night Live.
But they don't have literally that. They don't have that chemistry, though. The Dan Aykroyd, the Egon, the.
Yeah,
it's just something there. Bill Murray, you know, even. Ernie Hudson.
In Bridesmaids, they were hilarious, though. Like, that's a crazy part. Yeah, but it's just
different because this is...
Different
this
vibe, though.
Yeah, it's a whole different vibe of a movie.
Not chick flick, but, like...
Kind of, yeah. It's more of a girl kind of comedy movie.
Which is perfect for that.
This one, it just... I don't know why it worked, but it worked. And they just all worked well together.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you've ever seen, like, Stripes...
Oh, that was another great one.
You know, Bill Murray and...
what's his name? The guy like Egon. I can't remember his name all of a sudden.
Come on. How can we not?
This is horrible that we don't remember it.
This is before my time, guys, so I can't help you.
John's like, sorry, I'm too young for this.
Yeah.
I'm too young for this shit.
Yeah.
But though they've done another, they did that movie together. Stripes is a funny movie.
Damn.
You have to have some chemistry.
No, that's true. But like, so then that just means that they didn't have that chemistry or what? Like.
Not for that movie setting.
I gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it works well in Bridesmaids, and it works well in, like, you know, whatever other movies they came out in.
Harold Ramis,
yeah.
God damn it. How do you
forget that?
God, I'm so sorry, Harold Ramis.
But you know what? Honestly, like, anything Harold Ramis comes out in, he just... It's like Bill Murray, too.
He's an awesome actor and great director. And
yeah.
It's the way that their personalities are, like, just go well. Like, Harold Ramis is the real, like calm, collected, kind of funny, but kind of serious. Bill Murray's just always messing around. Dan Aykroyd plays, like, the funny, smart, but kind of, like, non-confrontational guy that's drank too many Red Bulls, you know? And then Ernie Hudson's kind of, like, the outsider that's just like, man, I'm just along here for the ride.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it just...
I'm here to get paid.
It works well. Whereas this one, you tried to have the smart person, but she was the main character.
Yeah.
The Kristen Wiig girl, you know, and then the other girl that was supposed to be like a badass. There's the thing about the Ghostbusters is none of them were bad. They were all nerds.
They didn't stand out too much. Like,
they weren't
pretty much what you're telling me is that they were like this. They were too much of the same clique. These guys were just outcasts in the originals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
And they were scientists that were just like...
They were, exactly.
Yeah.
Just kind of like weirdos and off in the little corner.
Exactly. And they played those parts very well.
Yeah.
I mean, Harold Ramis is gone, but in anything I saw, even he came out and Knocked Up.
Yeah.
And he was only in there real quick. He was the dad. But, you know, even in there, it's like, man, like Harold, like he steals his...
He was a one of a kind.
His scenes, you know, I always liked him. I always thought he was a good actor.
I think the closest, if they were going to bring his character back in some way, the closest guy to Harold Ramis maybe would be Eugene Levy. The American Eugene Pie father.
Levy,
the guy with the caterpillar eyebrows.
Yeah.
From what?
American Pie, the guy that played the father.
Yeah.
Oh,
He'd probably be the closest maybe to a Harold Ramis. But even then, like, it's still...
Not as serious, though.
Yeah.
Like, Harold Ramis had a way of, like, looking serious.
Yeah.
And talking serious because he had that voice.
Mm-hmm.
But it was funny.
Yeah.
It was like the dry humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it just... I don't know. I just think that you're never going to get that again. That's like getting lightning in a bottle.
Oh, for sure.
You just had that team. Originally, Eddie Murphy was supposed to be there in Winston Sedmore character.
Dang.
But I really think Ernie Hudson playing him,
Ernie Hudson did, yeah.
He
did it right.
He did good. Because Eddie Murphy would have been another funny guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you have funny guy.
But they're all SNL guys, including Eddie Murphy would have been.
And then Ernie Hudson's kind of like what the hell's going on here? You know what I mean? Like, like he's not the funny guy.
The outside perspective. Yeah, the outside,
but he just goes along with it.
He's like the audience in a way.
Yeah.
Looking. He's like the, speaking for the audience.
Definitely. Gotcha. Yeah, Ghostbusters. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see. I mean, if you can get it, if you think you can get it with Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray and Ernie Hudson, which I think.
The new article that I read, though, supposedly they are going to do a sequel and they are going to bring back these old characters.
They have to.
Into this one. They're going to try to write them in somehow, combine the two. And that Ghostbusters isn't going to be just limited to New York. There's going to be like Ghostbusters in China or Ghostbusters in different places. Yeah. So they're going
to
bring
it. Seems
kind
more
of
like that one. You need to read that story, that story that I had read, because so that's what it's like.
I'm thinking they're going to probably bring elements of that story into the sequel to bring it properly.
That, I read
characters.
That one. It seemed like it was a really good story.
Nice.
I mean, it kind of reminds me of Power Rangers. Mm-hmm. Like, even though Power Rangers was, I thought Power Rangers was a great movie, whereas I didn't think the new Ghostbusters was a good movie at all.
Yeah.
But if whoever did the part, if they really wanted to knock it out of the park, they should have brought, you know, Jason David Frank into the movie.
He is,
and that would
have
guaranteed that it would have killed
as
it. So I wouldn't be surprised if after their kind of lackluster debut for the first one, if the second one, in order to ensure that they clear the money to make the next ones, if they don't find a way to incorporate him.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, make him the Green Ranger temporarily and have him pass it on to somebody else.
Like, I think we had talked about it. Make him the Green Ranger come from like a different time.
Yeah. Dimension or something.
A different dimension, an older one. And
I mean, he could still
teach
do
the
it.
Younger one. You know what I mean? I think that would be freaking awesome. Like,
oh, yeah.
And that gives you a chance to get him in and kind of send him off.
Like, the sequel should be the Green Ranger story. It should just be, the entire movie should just be about that.
Yeah.
Like, I'd agree.
The rise and fall, like, you know, like, yeah. That would just, I mean, that's just, that's everybody's favorite character. That's like the
iconic. I mean, it would be even cool. It would be even awesome if they, it would be pretty sweet if they found a way to make the old Power Rangers, the Angel Grove ones, canon.
That'd be pretty dope.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, if they were like, oh, you know, back in the day, this is what we had. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That would be pretty cool. I mean, it would, it would find a way to bridge it and get all the people that watched it back then to watch it now.
Oh, for sure.
That's what they were hoping on this one, and that didn't happen. It was just, kind of lame on that part.
Did you finally see Power Rangers?
But I got up to where the Yellow Ranger's meditating on, like, that cliff. Well, so my attention span was able to hold.
So you didn't like it, or?
It was all right. I mean,
we shouldn't even ask John that question.
It just, I don't know. There was just something about it that I was just like, eh, these guys are
all
right.
You have to watch it all.
And maybe.
It was cool. I mean, so like, not as good as like watching the original show, but it was cool.
Yeah.
I watched the original show again. It's horrible.
that's part of its charm,
though.
It's one of those things that you watch when you're a kid and you're like, man, this is
so
awesome.
This is so dope,
It's like, have you ever tried to go back and rewatch some of the cartoons that you like, I tried
to
watch?
Yeah, I'm just like, what the hell was the...
What was I so happy about?
Dude, why was this cool? Like, what the heck, man?
It's like, oh my god, this He-Man character has shitty voice actor.
It's like playing like a next gen console and going back to like a PlayStation 1. You would have been like, oh dude, these graphics were so legit back then, but like you look at them now and they're like, god bless, we were you know?
What are these little blocks?
Yeah, like I could see the polygons get like being made.
So moving on, did anybody? I know y'all said y'all didn't see the Inhumans trailer.
No.
We're inhuman to not watch it.
What was interesting about the Inhumans trailer was the fact that it seems like it's following like a Game of Thrones type.
Okay.
Family. Like family issues.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If that makes any sense.
They're gonna release the first episode or two, whatever, in the theaters. You said. Right?
It's the first ever series that's shot in IMAX for a TV network.
Damn.
This is legit.
And so the first two episodes, I guess, which would run 2 hours.
It's like a movie in a way.
Yeah, are going to actually be
played in theaters.
And then go right into watching the show.
Correct.
That's cool. I can dig that. That's something different, you know.
That is something different. I feel like if I invested in watching into the theaters, I'd be like, fuck, I have to go. Now I have to go watch them. Watch all the rest of the Inhumans now.
The Inhumans.
Or at least make it whatchamacallit, worth it. I don't know. Put it recorded for my DVR, you know. I'm going to watch it at some other time.
So I'm looking for it here to show the guys, but it's saying that everything was like a month ago.
So who's comprised of the Inhumans?
Yeah, I don't know if that was it or not.
This is Wendigo, so you had the right one, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, it showed the Wendigo.
So who's comprised of the Inhumans? Can you tell me that?
It's Black Bolt is the leader, which is this dude with the little tuning fork kind of thing on
his. Why does his outfit look so similar to like Captain America's?
It's all full body. That's what it is.
Looks too similar to his.
So, like, what does he do? Like, he screeches or what? That's why he has that tuning fork?
Yeah, he's got, like, a whisper can destroy a city.
His whispers can destroy a city?
Yeah.
Careless whispers.
God bless. No joke. Talking about some careless whispers. Dude.
Oh, that would tie it into Deadpool.
Yeah.
I think I'm having a hard time finding it because it was leaked.
Oh, there's this leaked right there. Oh, never mind. Leaked Infinity War.
So it was a redheaded chick.
Really?
The redheaded. Oh, it's like a like a royal family.
Oh, okay.
And I think his brother betrays him. And that's kind of like.
So it's like a Game of Thrones-y feel, yeah, for sure.
So those characters are supposed to be originally from. They're supposed to be. Because it ties into Guardians in a way. The Kree, right? The Kree came to Earth or something like that. And they transformed these humans into that. And then, okay.
The Kree?
Yeah, the Kree were the blue guys in the Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
Oh, okay.
The enemy, the bad guys.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Damn. So then they transferred, they changed into them?
I guess
they're like a super, like, they call them the Inhumans because they're human, but they're like
not human.
Like more powerful.
Damn. Okay.
They were like experimented on or something like that, right?
Damn. Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. They're like very, very powerful humans.
So it's a family.
Thank you, Scott B. Is that the guy that plays Ramsey on the far right hand side?
I believe so. Yeah, like
dang,
like Maximus, Medusa. Those are their names. Like
yeah,
Black Bolt. They're.
So who's Ramsey gonna play?
I think he plays the bad guy.
Yeah, he does.
The guy, the one of the hobbits, Merry. The guy who plays Merry in Lord of the Rings is going to be in it too, if I'm not mistaken, in that poster.
So, I know this is kind of weird, but I can't find it.
Boo-hoo. I guess they took it down real quick.
It is what it is, guys.
Yeah, they might have just taken it down real quick because, you know, nobody likes their stuff to get
put it on the Black Panther trailer so you can watch it.
Not to be spoiled. I already saw it, so we're good.
Everything's good in the hood.
We gooby.
So when we find out more about the Inhumans, like release date and all that stuff, you know, we'll let you know more. I think there was an episode where we actually like went into the whole,
like, lore.
Yeah, didn't we go into all of that?
I don't know.
We did talk about it somewhat a while back.
About
none of us are too educated on it, though.
Yeah, I mean, the Inhumans is something that I've always like heard people talk about, but I've never really.
I'm curious.
Read any other comics.
Is there a DC equivalent to the Inhumans?
Probably not, I'll be honest.
No? Okay.
Yeah, they're like a royal family, and they had a city. They had a city back when, during the Stone Age.
Okay.
So they go way back.
Yeah, and they were actually, the Kree made them to fight. They kind of manufactured them to fight for them in wars and stuff like that.
Okay.
Genetic engineered.
It was the beginning of the Kree and Skrull War. Skrull War, yeah. They put a station on Earth Or on Uranus, actually.
On Uranus? They put a station in Uranus?
Yeah.
Damn.
They probed it?
They found out that there was life on Earth that they could use to make genetic, you know, invest genetic potential.
Genetic Uranus.
By the Celestials.
That's what's up.
And they just started to mess with them, and they created a powerful mutant race of soldiers that they wanted to use against the Skrulls.
Okay. The Skrulls are pretty hardcore dudes, though, honestly.
And there was a prophecy that said that those experiments would lead to them destroying the Kree.
Damn.
Supreme Intelligence. So they kind of just left them there.
They were just like, yeah, we're not going to mess with you guys.
The king is Black Bolt. Medusa, Karnak, Gorgon, Triton, Crystal, Maximus the Mad, and a canine named Lockjaw.
Lockjaw.
Both Crystal and Medusa have been members of the Fantastic Four. And Crystal has been a member of the Avengers as well.
Damn.
Maximus has tried several times to usurp the throne. And they've had revolts. That's the brother, I think, right? Yeah. Kidnapped Medusa. And showing that the Inhumans like exist to everybody.
I heard his character is not always necessarily the bad guy per se. Sometimes he works with them, depending on, I guess, his motives. He's kind of like an in-between character.
It's kind of like a Loki, pretty much.
Yeah, kind of like that. Gotcha. Like, he'll be a bad guy and then sometimes not, and helps him out and sometimes not.
I got you.
Kind of ties into that guy's character from Game of Thrones a little bit.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's
Mr. Ramsay.
Seems pretty dope. It seems like it could catch my attention for a little bit. We'll
yeah,
see.
It does. I mean,
it's got a good actor in there for sure now.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like to not know about stuff and then just watch it.
Be a pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, that way you're because, you know, especially for us who know so much about so many different things, when we go and watch movies and stuff, we can kind of nitpick it.
Yeah,
you kind of set yourself up for disappointment.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so now let's move right into E3. So I believe we all watched at least a little bit, if not a lot, of what happened at E3. E3 is still going on right now. John, tell me what is E3?
Dude, it is a technology convention that is in, if I'm not mistaken, LA, right? Or in California.
It's in LA, is there?
Yeah, in LA, California. And they're talking about, you know, you're talking about the latest and greatest consoles, games, and, you know, ways to play games as well. I'll say that. And it's pretty much, it's a big conference where, you know, the big console or big three pretty much announce their latest consoles and games and what they have planned for pretty much the year is what I would say E3 is.
And what does E3 stand for?
Erectile 3 Dysfunction.
Electronic Entertainment Expo.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
it's basically the Super Bowl for video game developers.
Pretty much.
And what happens at E3?
All the big stuff gets announced, whether it be a new console, brand new game. That's where all the big guns come out, and we get to find out all the games that are coming out for this year, if not the couple years down the road.
Yeah, for sure.
That's where all the big announcements are typically made. Years ago, it used to be in a bigger deal because it was like one of the few video game conventions that were out there, but now there's like a ton of them.
Yeah, not only that, but like if you think about it, like G4 made it a big deal. Like,
yeah.
G4 Tech TV, shout out.
They actually
rest in
the
peace.
Floor. Yeah.
Y'all guys actually made that a big deal.
Yeah. Now like now it's all on YouTube and Twitch. They're all like streaming all the stuff live and doing interviews and all that. So it's becoming a bigger deal, which I love.
Yeah.
We get to find out more than we've ever had before.
For sure.
Okay, so Microsoft kicked off
E3
a day early.
What'd you think about the Xbox X?
One X,
sorry guys.
It was formerly Project Scorpio. Now they officially named it the Xbox One X.
Did you watch Microsoft's show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of y'all did?
We saw it at work, actually.
Oh, y'all did?
Yeah.
What did you see? Because the early indications are that Microsoft knocked it out of the park.
For the conferences, I think they had the most solid conference between the... All the conferences that were going on, I guess, because EA had one, Ubisoft, Sony, Microsoft, and Bethesda.
I haven't heard too much good too many good reviews so far about Sony's. They feel that Sony kind of dropped the ball a little bit.
Yeah, all they did was just talking about games.
Yeah, and that most of their games aren't even coming out till next. The ones they talked about, most of them are coming out next year.
Yeah. It was kind of like a mixture of the two. Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Do you think that them releasing the PS4 Pro kind of early is, because it seems like whoever releases theirs first
is the loser.
Is the loser. They usually end up, yeah, you know, a little bit behind.
Usually been the case. Yeah.
And Microsoft usually has a way of kind of flip, like they usually flip the script sometimes.
Yeah.
Whenever
yeah.
they come out losing,
yeah,
they usually do something to.
Yeah, they tried real hard this time.
So their big announcement was backwards compatibility with all original Xbox games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was one of their huge announcements, other than the Xbox One X.
Yeah.
Well,
they announced a lot of exclusives for that, just in general, which was a big deal for them.
Well, developers are going to have a really hard time now because, first of all, the PlayStation 4 Pro isn't even 4K. It upscales it. Mm-hmm. It's not true 4K. Second of all, they can't do 60 frames per second. They're still at 30 frames per second. The Xbox One X is going to do 60 frames per second. Mm-hmm. But because of the games, the third-party games that go to each one,
mm-hmm.
they're going to handicap Xbox One X users by making it 30 frames per second. The exclusives for Xbox are going to be 60 frames per second, which could potentially bring more developers for exclusives to have their games run the way they want them to run.
Mm-hmm. True.
Which, I mean, to me, there's no winner and no loser. Like, the winner is the gamer.
Absolutely.
For sure. You know, they're going to make their money regardless.
On top of that, but like the biggest thing is like where people like that 60 frames. I mean, it's a big deal. Yes, for sure. It gives you that advantage.
Dude, they've been talking about 60 frames per second since the PlayStation
3. Oh, shoot. PlayStation 2, really?
Yes.
Dang.
I mean, we've been at 30 frames per second since PlayStation 2.
Dude, I'll tell you one
thing. More specifically, 4K 60 frames a second. There's a bunch of games that are 60 frames per second now. Call of Duty, 60 frames. Overwatch. All a bunch of those games are 60 frames.
Mm-hmm.
It's just 1080p. It's not 4K. So you got to get that. That's the big deal. It's 4K 60 frames.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what the big thing is.
The thing is, I don't even have a 4K, so I mean, it's not.
That's another thing. Right now, not a lot of people still have 4K TVs.
Or HDR TVs as well. Yeah. I mean, that's the big thing.
Okay, so Hiram popped up with PC Master Race. All right, Hiram, I'm going to delve right into this.
PC version will always be the best version.
Okay, so this is my issue with PC.
You spend so much money on it.
Exactly. I am not going to spend $1,000+ for something that's huge and then have to buy another $400 to $500 video graphics card to keep up with everybody else. I will give me the. I'll take the medium.
Yeah.
I'll take the console.
You already built console.
You know, exactly. Mm-hmm. Already built console that I know is good for 5 years, sometimes plus.
Yeah, I get mine. Because the Xbox plus, ran for
10. I think the Xbox ran for 10. The PlayStation 2 ran for 10.
Yeah. PS3 also.
And save that money.
Oh, for sure.
Not that there's anything wrong with PCs. I love playing my RTSs on PC.
For sure.
I do, you know, Company of Heroes, Sudden Strike. Like, I love all that stuff.
Yeah.
But for the most of my gaming, you're not going to see me on a PC.
For sure.
I will do it on Xbox.
Yeah.
Although, when you compare them, yes, PC does have all the best specs, but you really pay for it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You really pay for it.
You make that money's worth for sure. So, I mean, when they say that, hey, hats off.
It's like Destiny 2, the PC version will be the nicest version of them all, but I'm still going to play it on PS4.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I want to sit back on my couch with my wireless control and my feet kicked up. And
yeah.
But, okay, let's get back to the conference now that I've addressed my thoughts on the PC race.
So, what do you think about what I thought was super cool about the Xbox One X was that they came out with it saying, you know, that this thing's first ever like console that's going to be have a super cold, what is it, like super
it's
cold
gonna have a cooling system built in to
it's like a liquid cooling
it's gonna be the first PCs system to have a liquid cooled
and it's the smallest Xbox I've ever made too.
They showed the size on it was slightly bigger than your controller.
Yeah, they were saying their engineers are basically showing off by making it that small.
Yeah, dude, they're flexing their nuts hard.
It's got three USB ports. It's going to be priced at $499.99. Comes out November 7th.
Dude.
There's already a few of the older games that are going to be upscaled to work on 4K out of the box. Let's see what else. A lot of exclusive games. Like, they even showed like the new Assassin's Creed. They said exclusive, but I don't know how that's going to work.
I don't think it's going to be exclusive. Yeah, it's maybe said it showed that or something.
It'll probably come out. It'll probably come out first.
Yeah, or maybe it's for exclusive 4K 60 seconds.
It could be that because they're going to have to make.
It did look awesome.
They're going to have to get a separate dev kit.
Yeah.
In order to make.
Yeah.
You know, Assassin's Creed just for the Xbox One.
Yeah.
Yes.
The One X.
But what I really liked about the conference was the Phil Spector, who's the head of Xbox or whatever.
So yeah. So do you think
stated? Hold on. Before let me get this thought out real quick. He stated that they have heard people complain about it, and it only makes sense for everything you buy for your systems to continue to work on your next system.
Absolutely.
And I like that.
You hearing that, Nintendo?
Exactly. I like that because. My Xbox One controllers, I can use them. My headsets,
Speaking of
everything,
they're gonna remake the original Duke Xbox original Xbox controller for the new one.
Nice.
So you can those old school Xbox games that you're gonna play on your Xbox, you can use it with the big fat controller back in the day. Damn. The Duke. Oh, it was called the Duke.
I haven't used that fatty
big ass controller.
What were you gonna say, John? Before I
play Halo with that. Do you think
stopped you
for you owning an Xbox One already? Do you think the Xbox One X is worth it?
For me, yes, because I have a day one edition.
So
what's wrong with the one you have right now?
Mine's a day one edition, so I got like the very first model.
It's messing up or what?
No, it's not messing up. I'm having no issues with it. It's just I just feel like it's an older one. You know, I've had it for 3 years. You know, getting the One X isn't, you know, if it's feasible.
Yeah,
I will get it.
Well, even if you don't have a 4K TV, the games are still going to be upgraded graphically, even on 1080p screens. So you're going to notice a difference in your games, which is nice. They're not just exclusive to 4K stuff. So even all those people who don't have 4K TVs, it's still going to be worth it for you guys to get a 1X because you will see visually a difference in the games.
Yes.
So.
And you know, and what I like about the people ask me, they asked me the other day. When was the last PlayStation you owned? The last PlayStation I owned was a PlayStation 2. I didn't get a 3. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't play PlayStation. It's not that I don't like their games. There's nothing that comes out on PlayStation that makes me want to go buy an Xbox. And I've been an Xbox Live member for over 10 years.
True.
You know what I mean? So I'm so used to the interface. And I don't think anyone disagrees with me. Xbox does it better online than anybody. Maybe even PC, because PC, they're jumbled up the way you go into rooms and it's all different. I think they have the best system for playing online party chat.
Most stable,
Yes, I mean, it's the most, what's the word, consistent.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of issues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I like it. That's what it is. And that's what I game online, because the older you get, the less chance you have to get your friends at your house.
For sure.
And together. Yeah. Now that we're grown adults and we have responsibilities, that's what I like about, you know, because games are going to be games. The only games I can think of on PlayStation that don't come out on Xbox is like God of War, which I did like God of War.
Dude, Uncharted. That's going to be super dope.
Uncharted. I never played it. I never even got into it. So it's not a miss for me. I mean, what else? I'm not into zombie games no more. I mean, for me, they're played out.
What is it? That zombie. You said zombie games are played out, but that one zombie game. It's not Dying Light.
It's a newer one. That's
There's a new one I saw.
Yeah,
it's coming out on Xbox, right? Dude, they showed a game called Battlegrounds that where you like get 100 people in a room, and then y'all just like go.
That's a PC game originally, I think. That's why they bring it over to Xbox.
Yeah,
it seemed like awesome because I love those FPSs.
What was the
everybody game? Say what's up to Alex.
What's up, Alex?
Oh, what's up, brother?
Alex says, oh my god, Assassin's Creed.
Oh my god. It was pretty
cool. It was awesome.
It was pretty badass, Alex. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Say what's up to Hiram too.
So,
he's on.
So what was
what's up, Hiram?
What was the biggest thing that stuck out to you in that Xbox Expo? Just an Xbox, not E3 as in general, but Xbox.
Yeah, because we're gonna go through everything.
Man, I'd say a difference in gameplay, just the games are prettier.
Yeah, but what game stuck out to you the most?
Oh, I liked. Oh, was it on? They showed on Xbox Anthem.
they show that?
Yeah, they did.
Show that one.
They did.
That one because it's kind of like similar like Destiny. It's BioWare's making it. It's going to be like an online persistent world like Destiny. Nice, you spilled water on yourself or whatever that was.
Cool. Yeah, it's condensation off of the glass.
Condensation.
Because Captain Morgan is so cold.
Anthem looked cool, but I think it's going to be a multi-platform game. It's going to be like Destiny. You'll have an online persistent world. You're in like exosuits and the guys are flying around, but they're in different classes.
I so super like thought that was dope, honestly.
Yeah, like that was legit.
Yeah, for sure. Like you got a Goliath is what they were saying.
And one was a Colossus. One was a Ranger.
Yeah.
They're just different suits, different classes.
It's pretty much like a hunter.
I was thinking a hunter.
A warlock and a
Titan,
whatever.
The other one I thought that was really cool was also another online persistent world was Sea Dogs.
Yeah.
The pirate game?
Yeah.
You literally
are a pirate.
Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, that one looked pretty cool, too, I thought.
Pirates is making a comeback, man.
Yeah, dude, honestly. The pirate things, yeah.
That looked pretty cool.
Well, did you play Black Flag? Speaking of Assassin's Creed.
They said game. That was a badass
dude,
game.
Black Flag. If you haven't played Black Flag, it's awesome probably game. One of the best Assassin's Creed games
I've played. They're cheap, too, now, guys.
I got it for free on Xbox for Xbox Gold.
That's nice.
I download all the free games.
Hell yeah. Why not?
Hiram says, hopefully the Xbox VR is better than PlayStation.
Ooh. Did they even announce
they're
a
not
VR?
Investing in VR, though. They've flat out said that. They're not doing VR.
I don't care for VR.
Yeah.
It's pretty nauseating, honestly.
Sony's got it. That's it. And then as far as the consoles, Sony's the only one that does VR.
VR is a porn gimmick.
Yeah. Honestly, like, I wouldn't invest in a VR right now. Like, I want to see more games come out. Like...
Yeah.
Me being a personal Sony game system owner, like I can't do it. Like
they're doing Fallout in VR. Skyrim. Skyrim's going to be in VR. That's the kind of game that you would play for hours and hours and hours. So you can't realistically play that one in VR long.
You'll be too sick to play, honestly.
So my takeaways from, I didn't watch the whole Xbox. I recorded it. We were watching Game of Thrones.
You did Xbox record?
Yeah.
Xbox record.
Record that.
And so
it's recording right now, my bad.
I had to look at it. And so my takeaways were hardware, you know, the pluses, showed off the hardware.
Yeah.
And the One X is going to be a monster. Mm-hmm. No matter what anybody says about
like,
it, there's
no if they take advantage of it, absolutely.
There is no downplaying that.
Honestly,
the power of that
no
machine is ridiculous.
On that machine. Yeah, for sure.
So the game will look just basically if the developer takes full advantage of the hardware, the game should look just as good as the PC version.
Yeah, for sure.
I like that they made all of the backwards compatibility for the accessories.
Yeah.
They're showing the love showing the love to the gamer.
So, yeah.
You know what I mean?
What was the price point on the One X?
$499.
$500?
Yeah. Same as the One was when it first came out. I think it was $499.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a little pricey.
If
you don't have one, like, that'd be the one to upgrade to if you don't already have an Xbox One.
For the people that just bought, like, a One S or something.
Yeah, you're screwed on that
one. Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Well, there's going to be places, like, GameStop will probably let you trade it in. You'll get a discount on it, that kind of crap. But, yeah, it does suck to spend.
And also...
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer. Well, you don't have an Xbox at all,
I don't,
right?
Yeah,
so, I mean, you could.
It doesn't matter.
The other takeaways
it doesn't matter.
Was the Xbox, the old original
Xbox,
backwards compatibility.
Original Xbox compatibility.
And, of course, where Xbox missed, of course, is always usually exclusives. They've lost their exclusivity a long time ago, but it doesn't seem to hurt them as bad as you think it would.
One game that looked impressive, I was thinking another one. The graphically, Forza.
Forza looked weird.
That game looked beautiful.
And the fact that they debuted that Porsche.
Oh yeah.
For the first time
for
ever.
That game. Yeah.
I didn't
did you
like.
See that?
Yeah, I saw it.
That was a badass looking Porsche.
Yeah, it's a nice Porsche, but I didn't like the fact they did it at an electronics expo.
Well, that's just showing you how.
Yeah, well, that's how big the game is.
How big the game is that Porsche
decided to
as a company is going to unveil their a car that they've never shown to
but
the world.
There's a big following for Forza, right?
There's like two versions of that game too. There's like a more simulated type Forza that comes out 1 year, and then there's more like an arcadey one that comes out the year afterwards.
Yeah, they're usually big.
What about Battlefront 2?
Why did we not say that first?
We saw gameplay on that, and bro,
that's the way freaking Battlefront should have been from the beginning. Yeah. It's got a story. Oh, the gameplay is amazing.
Exactly,
graphics,
John.
Dude.
I'm gonna show this video to Juan.
Dude, that's not the actual motion. But.
Dude, Battlefront
that's
2.
That's the way Battlefront should have been. The game looked amazing.
Ridiculously good. Like.
I tell ya.
Dude, I'm going to have to make a decision now.
Damn.
Because I got to go pre-order it. It comes out in November.
Uh-huh.
And do I pre-order it for
The One X.
The One X. Well, it's backwards compatible.
Yeah, I think it's just going to be one game. You just buy that game and that's it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference.
I would probably
just pre-order the game.
I saw the trailer, you know, like when he's like, oh, it's clear, the clone, and then Darth Maul's lightsaber goes flying, and then you see him, and then you see some gameplay of him like getting in there. I'm like, dude. And then the Naboo Starfighters. If you watch that trailer again, you'll see the reflection off of the inside of the canopy.
Dude, that's a big thing now. Is like you see reflections and like raindrops. Honestly,
and the shadows look awesome. Graphically,
dude,
looked amazing.
Oh my god, yeah.
Though the PlayStation's still getting exclusives for that game.
Okay, for which one?
Battlefront.
Yeah.
Whatever. I heard that last time.
They legitimately announced it. They are getting PlayStation versions, getting some exclusives of that game, as well as Call of Duty, as well as the Battlefield, as well
VR.
As Destiny. Yeah, the PlayStation's still getting the exclusive content and games, but the Xbox version is going to look the best one.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get into the play now. Let's go into PlayStation.
There's too much to go into.
There isn't even enough to go into. Because all they showed off was games.
Dude, that's
so,
all
that's
they,
what it's about, yeah, technically.
That's all they really need to show off. They
it is about
their,
the games.
Their PlayStation.
What's the point of the system if you don't have the games?
They're pro already released.
Graphics.
You know?
Shut up.
No, you can't
play an NES game. What are you talking about?
That's it's called nostalgia right there.
It's about gameplay, not graphics.
That's what it's about.
You were saying not too long ago
that
not
about
like,
the graphics.
It wasn't about the graphics. So
was
now
like,
you're,
that was the case. You'd be a PC gamer.
Yeah.
You would be a PC
it's
gamer,
about the
sir.
Graphics on my TV, not on my monitor.
Nah, man.
You're just happy because the Xbox is doing good.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? But the truth is, whenever you release a console,
yeah,
like you're gonna steal the thunder.
Of course, you got like hype for that.
There's
oh yeah,
there's
for
nothing
sure.
that you're gonna be able to show.
Yeah.
If you're not releasing a new console, you know, so
but you don't want them to release a new one all the time.
It makes me think of like you know we've been watching the Fast and the Furious at work a lot. Whenever he hits his NOS like too fast, I think PlayStation might have hit it too fast with the PS4 Pro.
Oh yeah, they know
if,
they did too.
Whereas
yeah.
if they would have waited a little bit and adjusted, but to be totally honest, when it comes to hardware. I really don't think Sony can really compete with Xbox, just like Xbox has a hard time competing with exclusives.
Yeah.
Because Sony doesn't have the R&D that Microsoft has. Because Microsoft makes stuff for PCs.
Yeah, they have the
You know what I mean? So they're able to put things in their systems like water cooling systems.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's what I'm getting at. Like Sony has never really had a system that when they made the PlayStation 3 or 4, the 3, one of them, it was supposed to have, like, so much memory, but...
Oh, it got hyped up like
crazy. It got hyped up like crazy, but they, like, overdid it.
Yeah.
They like, no one... The technology wasn't there to utilize all of the...
What killed them when they first announced that the price point, like, really killed it. It was, like, $600, I think, or something like that.
Expensive.
That was the PS3, right?
Yeah. When the first got announced, like, $600, and then the Xbox 360 comes out, and like, oh, it's only going to be, like, $300 or $400.
I think that's why
I mean, in
it
every
killed them. Yeah.
If you haven't noticed, every iteration, one wins, and, like, one is on, like... When the PlayStation 2 was the winner of that,
dominant.
It beat the Xbox. That was its first year.
And the Dreamcast.
Then the 360. The 360, even with all the Red Ring of Death issues, the 360 still killed the PlayStation 3. Now the PS4 is out. You know, it killed Xbox in the beginning. Now the Xbox One S is coming out, so you might see a shift.
Possibly.
It goes back and forth.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
None of them have ever won, like, the year back to back, but it
no,
to me it doesn't matter because
as
long as they keep on going back and forth, we win.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's talk about PlayStation. What did you see out of the PlayStation conference that you were happy about?
The remake of Shadow of Colossus for sure,
dude. Oh,
not a remaster, an actual remake.
It was. It looked so sharp. That
game looked beautiful.
That looked so amazing. Like that's how I feel like it should have looked. Like. Oh man!
One exclusive game. Well, no, God of War for sure.
God of War looked
that,
great.
They showed more of that, which is awesome.
Oh man!
The one exclusive that Sony owns, or I guess technically they own the character Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
So the very end, they showed the new
great.
Spider-Man.
Yes.
That game looked awesome. Like the PS2 one back in the day was really, really good.
Dude,
that one looked impressive. Open world, you know.
Yeah. Oh my god! I love playing. Side note: I love playing all the Marvel Spider-Mans. Like there was Marvel Spider-Man, Ultimate Spider-Man. You had the movie theater Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Dude, just that open world was just so amazing. Like, you were able to, like... Oh, my God.
That game was legit on the PS2.
Yeah.
What else?
What are the big games? Well, Destiny 2, some more of that. Days Gone.
Monster Hunter. That looked I'm actually kind of surprised to see how that's going to work out.
So which games are exclusive, like, exclusive as far as only that, like, you're only going to be able to get them on PlayStation?
Spider-Man, God of War.
Monster Hunter.
Monster Hunter. Let's see, what was the other one that this showed? Days Gone. Exclusive. I guess, yeah, that one.
I think they showed Uncharted.
Uncharted, yeah.
That was like a DLC for the Uncharted 4, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was just, what else?
The Final Fantasy VR.
That was like more DLC.
Dude, that looks so stupid. Like, I got to go on a side rant right here, but that looked like some bullshit. Like, that is not what anybody wants to do. Like, pretend to go fishing.
Yeah, I was like, eh, whatever.
No.
It's pretty much too excited what you're for doing. It. Yeah, that looks
speaking
stupid.
Of, the Xbox One X is going to get a 4K version of the, like the PS4 Pro did, of the Final Fantasy 15 and Resident Evil 7.
It's going to look pretty sharp.
Did they show, was it on the PS conference that they showed the Marvel vs. Capcom? I think they showed it on that stage on that one.
I don't think so.
Was it? I thought they did.
I don't.
It was like a real quick, like 30 seconds. They just showed it.
I probably skipped over some stuff.
There was some fighting game stuff. That was one of them. Yeah, they did show it, because I remember even seeing Rocket Raccoon was using Dante's guns. Oh, you're talking
Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah, Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah. They showed that. Yeah, that looked dope.
I don't know if that's something exclusive, though, or not. Maybe it's not.
I don't know. I don't think so.
What about the Dragon Ball Z fighting game?
Oh, that
one's
going to
be on both
too.
Systems, I thought.
But what about it? Like,
that game looked cool.
That looked really
cool. The animation, the way they did it, looks really close to how old school anime looked.
I think it was it was something needed, though, honestly. Yeah. Like, that's going to be old school side, like 2D fighter. Like, I like that.
I think when it comes to fighting games, the PS4 is going to be the most dominant system still.
It wasn't like Budokai or anything like that. It was.
Do they have any exclusives?
We announced them.
I don't remember if they said that was exclusive.
No. The fighting game exclusives.
Tekken 7.
Street Fighter.
Tekken 7 is not an exclusive on PlayStation.
I thought it was.
No, it's for all the...
Oh, okay. My bad. Sorry.
Street Fighter is the exclusive, but they didn't
Street Fighter does.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, there was nothing really... I mean, there's DLC for Street Fighter, but that's...
Speaking of Tekken, you played it.
Yeah.
What did you think? To be honest, tell me what you told me the other day, don't...
You were looking forward to playing Akuma.
Dude. I'm so disappointed that they don't have Lei Wulong on it. Like, that is my dude. Like, I will wreck shop with...
Who says they won't? Street Fighter's on it.
I will splurge on some Lei Wulong, honestly. Like, he is the shit.
He's the Bruce Lee one, basically, right?
No, he's the Jackie Chan one.
Oh, okay.
Bruce Lee's martial law.
Oh, my bad.
But, like, I can't play anybody else but him. Like, it's...
That's
like,
your guy.
Yeah, like, you just know, like, certain... Like, if you talk to Matt and talk to him about Armor King, he's going to go... to town about Armor King. Like, he will just go into it.
That's your dude.
And like, that's the same thing with my Lei. Like, I can't
that's
play
a boy.
Anybody. Like, I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do, but like,
Akuma, what's wrong with Akuma?
It feels too much like Street Fighter. He feels way too much like a Street Fighter character.
Does he seem like overpowered for the game?
Not really, because I mean, they're already doing projectile stuff, so I mean,
so, okay.
Yeah, he did, like, he does have a final, he's the final boss.
Uh-huh.
Like, I have yet to, like, play it, beat him, because he's that ridiculous. He has this, like, move where he transitions between you. I cannot. Yeah, and you got to be Kazuya, and that's so hard, because, like I said, I'm not good with anybody else. Like, I'm still figuring out what I'm going to do with everybody else, and, like, I don't know, man. It's just tough shit. Like, I can't, like, get my... Like, I can't find my bearings in this game. Like, that was the guy I could depend on, like, through thick and thin. Martial law, I'm all right with him, but, like, it's not, like, how I know, like, all of Lei Wulong's combos. And I got combos in my head for days, like...
I wonder, though, the combos, would those carry over from Tekken 6, or did they redo everything?
No, they carry over. Like, you know how to mess with people.
So they didn't, like, alternate too much?
Yeah, though. No, definitely not. Maybe a couple of things here and there, like, from Tag, like, that would be different, and which I could see that, because you're just one person, but, like, that's my biggest complaint right there. Storyline was great. Like, I really liked it. You find out why Heihachi holds a grudge, kind of. You find out why... Like, what went on, like, why Heihachi is the way he is. And I could definitely see by, like, standpoint, like, why he's like that. Like, I would be pissed off, too, like, if he was put in a situation like that. And, like, oh, man, I wish I could spoil it, but, like, I'm not going to do that. Because it's a good game to, like, it's a good story mode. Like, people may hate on it, but, like, I thought it was really good. Like, Oh man, tear shedded at the end part.
Yeah.
I haven't, like I said, I haven't beat the Akuma like final boss part, but like tear legit shed.
Oh, so you bought the game? You didn't just like play it somewhere?
Oh, I own the game. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. Cool.
Yeah. Like, oh my god.
So who are you using if you can't use Lei Wulong?
Like, I just played the story mode. So ooh, like the story mode cycles through characters. Yeah. It pretty much cycles through. Hayachi's the most, like, the biggest person that it cycles through. You play as Akuma a couple times, and then you play as Kazuya a couple times, too. So it's not too bad. And I think you play as Lee. Lee's another... I might pick up Lee. But, like I said, it's just a... It's a different feeling because I don't have my Lei to fall back on. Like, that... What the hell?
What the hell?
Lei. Yeah, so...
What the hell?
What the hell?
So you can't get laid. So I mean, you don't have laid to fall back.
Yeah, I don't have laid.
So what else? What else, Gil? Come on, what else did we see? What about Nintendo's? Did you watch Nintendo's?
I saw some of it. Like they announced Metroid Prime 4, just a teaser trailer for that. They're not just showing the gameplay footage.
They pretty much just.
And then today they announced I think it was a remake of the original Metroid. It's going to be on the 3DS. Let's see. They said on Skyrim's going to be on the Switch, and you can get Link's outfit in the game from Breath of the Wild.
That's pretty
in
cool.
In Skyrim. So he looks just like Link, your character, basically.
That's dope. Yeah,
that's cool. They announced some new DLC for Breath of the Wild as well for Zelda. A new Yoshi game's coming out as well. There's a Mario game that's in collab with Ubisoft with the Rabbids characters.
Yeah,
they're making
that,
an RTS kind of game with Mario and the Rabbids. Are just kind of cutesy, kind of cool. It's different.
I like how the Mario creator, I forgot his name for the moment, but like
Shigeru Miyamoto.
Yeah, how he came out with some sick ass guns. He's like, check this out, I got one for you too, back to back. He was boss hogging that shit. Like, they posed. I was like, that is dope.
Yeah,
this guy's a
prop
genius.
Guns. Yeah.
Came out with a bullet bill gun. Dude, who does that?
That was kind of badass.
What did you take away from... Give me what PlayStation's conference. What was good and what was bad?
They didn't do a whole lot of talking. I thought that was really
smart. They just showed nothing but game trailers.
It was
the whole
nothing
time.
But game trailers.
I think, well, Microsoft did that to a certain point too, but like Sony just did the entire conference.
Yeah, they're like...
Very little talking, all gameplay.
Yeah, they're like, here, we're going to say something. All right. Back to the screen for like another 30 minutes or 45 minutes.
We're just sitting there watching game.
Talk for a little bit and then wrapped up.
Which is different. I'm used to them like talking, going into detail with certain games, or the developer comes out and they talk about that one game.
I feel like
they didn't do that this time.
It's not necessary to do something like that though.
If it's a brand new IP or brand new game, yes. If it's like a sequel to something, probably not so much. It's just dependent on the game.
I don't know. I feel like there's other times for that. Because I mean, nowadays you could get interviewed for something like that.
And that's what
they
are doing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So like you just want to show off the game, how good it looks.
Yeah.
And that's it. You just want to wow the crowd. I felt like in some parts they did that, but like the VR stuff, they didn't do that as much. Like I felt that, I'm not saying the VR needs to die, but they need to do something better with the VR, you know?
I agree. There's nothing that's really like...
I saw the Skyrim VR.
Oh my god,
VR.
I have to have this.
Like I saw the Skyrim VR and that looked dope. That was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But like that was about it. Like everything else looked pretty...
It's just the same game just in VR. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
That's the only difference that you're really playing.
It's you're playing first person view from your field of view, really, but I mean, I don't know, man. It's
what else? I mean, they didn't have that one killer game that, like, oh my god, like they just dropped the mic. Like they did last year, they did it with the Last of Us trailer at the very end. That like that was like the icing on the cake. Like it just they were done. That made them win E3.
Yeah,
they didn't have that. I didn't get that vibe this year from them. They were hoping it was gonna be Spider-Man. But it did, because that was like their last game they announced, but it didn't have that same kind of vibe.
I think it should have been, honestly, God of War. Like, that stole the show, honestly. Like, that's what people went there for, to see, is, like, see what was going on with that. And, like, you heard everybody go, oh!
Yeah.
You know, that was, I thought that was super cool, but, like, I felt like the games that they wanted to make as priorities, and I could see why, is, like... That's owned by a third party company. They want games strict exclusively for Sony. But
the Sony stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I can see why. But like, I'm not gonna lie, Spider-Man looked really good. It just
it flowed very nicely.
It did. Did you see that combat system? Like,
yeah, it was like legitimately very
Spider-Man good. Kicked. It kind
of
reminded me honestly.
Like of the combat system a little bit, like from Arkham Asylum, the Batman games.
Yeah, yeah.
But like more fluid and more like way going more, around.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So like, combat in that game is gonna be good. Story should be good. Looks like it's gonna be a killer game.
Yeah.
But what that's not like the game to end the conference on.
I think they
should have had like a big announcement. Like, okay, oh, one last thing. This is, you know, whatever. It may not be coming out this year, next year, but like, oh my God, we're about to drop this. Or like show gameplay of like Final Fantasy VII or some shit. Like something like really like they dropped the bomb. They didn't do that this year.
Yeah, I think this is what I got out of Sony is like, yeah, we know we're winning the race, so we're just going to like just relax and twiddle our fingers. That's we'll just give you this mediocre lineup, which I felt like it was a mediocre lineup. Like, besides Shadow of Colossus, which was dope, don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. but like Days Gone was all right. I like the fact that they showed you how it was might be an open world, but it didn't give you too much gameplay. Like, it didn't give you too much elements of what you know how the game's in the play. It's not going to confuse you on anything, you know? And let's see what else. Uncharted, that wasn't really that well. I didn't feel like it was
just a DLC.
It wasn't anything too big.
But I mean, we've seen this happen before. And when a video game company feels like they, like you say, like they're winning the race or they kind of have the upper hand, they
kind of let their foot off the gas a little
bit. They kind of like, it's like their hibernation mode or their sleep period where they're like, okay, let's chill out and we'll rest now. And
we'll let these guys ride the wave for a little bit. And then
because sometimes they feel, I mean, you saw it happen with Xbox 360. They felt that at one, I remember there was a, like maybe at least one or two E3s where they came out kind of flat. Misfiring and flat and, you know, and Sony came and was trying to do everything they can, and like I think it happens though. I think the innovation happens when you're behind.
I think so too.
Yeah, you're
trying to catch up, so you're trying to do everything you can, and when you're ahead, you're like, I don't got to do nothing. Exactly, I'm good.
I don't have to worry about anything.
You know, and what's weird is Nintendo just always tries to innovate. Like, you know, I don't. It's kind of weird. Though. It's like how does Nintendo even continue to be relevant, but they do it.
They make money off of all those accessories, off of all like the Pokemon games, and
they're smart on their stuff.
I mean, they make all that money. Basically, they have Zelda, Mario,
Donkey Kong,
Star. I mean, they basically survived off of five
all the first
party properties. Yeah.
Kirby looked pretty sharp.
Kirby has a new Kirby game too.
Yoshi came out too. That didn't look too bad. It looks like that's where future Kirby games are going to kind of be based off.
They're bringing the Pokken tournament game from the Wii U. They're making like a remaster, not a remaster, but like an ultimate version of that game for the
they said
Switch.
They're going to make like an actual, like Game Freak's going to make an actual Pokemon game. So
it'll be like in a year or so. But for now, we're getting the Pokken tournament ultimate edition.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
What else? Nintendo didn't have, like, hardware-wise, they didn't release anything new or show anything.
I mean, it's still going on, E3. Today's the last day. Tomorrow's the last day? To the 15th?
I think so.
What's today? Tomorrow's the last day.
Today's the 14th.
besides that, Nintendo didn't really, like, well, today the reveal was the other Metroid game on the 3DS, but other than that. That was like nothing huge.
I mean, the big stuff's gone. The big boys are out of the way.
Well, I'll take that back. Why didn't I forgot to mention Mario Odyssey. They actually did show a ton of gameplay on Mario Odyssey. That game looked really sweet. So
are you going to
That was like their big, I guess, thing.
My today, question to you, Gil, is are you going to get Battlefront 2? Are you going to get Battlefront 2?
From what I've saw in the gameplay, hell yeah.
For PlayStation or Xbox?
You were going to ask me that, weren't you?
The only reason I'm saying this is because me, Hot Sauce, and Steven are going to play it on...
On Xbox?
We're Xbox, yeah.
What about you, John Boy?
John's got a PlayStation.
I know.
I'm probably not going to get it, man.
At all?
Nah, I'm going to get Destiny.
Oh, yeah. Well, hell yeah, we're getting Destiny. We're going to be playing the shit out of that game.
Yeah.
Dude, the last time y'all talked about Destiny, Eric was like...
Huh?
He was like fucking bored as hell.
He was.
No, but
that's our jam.
Y'all, you know, y'all nerded that's out hardcore.
Dude, it's only going to get better, honestly. Yes. Like, we're going to
talk
about
the shit out of that game.
Yeah, we do.
The beta's coming out July 18th.
Yeah, we're going to talk about raids. We're going to talk about, oh my God, just wait.
Xbox or PS4 shit. If y'all are going to be on the Xbox, I'll
I think
I'll
for Battlefront 2, yeah, I get it. Because I'll play it.
I want to play with people. I don't want to play like by myself. That's
not definitely. That's a game you got to play with people.
It is. There is a big difference between playing with people and like playing by yourself.
And I think that's. I'm not saying that people with PlayStation don't play, but the people that I've seen come over, like my boy Mitch, who listens to this podcast. What's up, Beav?
What's up, bro?
I'm calling Beaver. That's old school. He's Beaver187 on Xbox. Nice. I'm Yoda187.
Dang. 187.
Yeah,
really?
So we kept that from back in the day, bro. Like we know me and him have been boys forever.
Nice.
So he went with the PlayStation, PlayStation 4, because he had a PSP and mm-hmm. he was doing all these crazy things with it. And then nobody, but there was he lost everybody because he used to be Xbox before.
Damn.
So he lost all the crew.
It's all like, about the community.
Yeah. All the guys, and so he got rid of his PlayStation, and
honestly,
now he's back Xbox full four. I mean, he's the one that told me all about. He's like, man, he's talking about the upscale on the 4K. He told me about the 60 frames. But he knows it all, man. He does his research, and then Hot Sauce had a PlayStation 4, and
he's got both.
And he used to have an Xbox 360 when I first met him, and we used to play online and. And I guess he missed that. You know what I mean? And that's the thing, consistently.
It's about the community. It really is.
Oh, yeah, for
you
sure.
You got to go where your friends are.
Just about any... Like, I have 11 friends online right now, and it's 11:47. You know, so, I mean...
Who's got somebody to play with?
There's at least three people on there I could play something with.
Yeah.
And that's what's fun is with, you know, the way it is now, you know, I talked about the old school. Like, man, I had the original Xbox. We used to hook up to GameSpy Arcade. On a PC.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we used to LAN party it on two different TVs, four-on-four, Halo.
Halo, yeah, Halo.
Halo 2.
Uh-huh.
And that was the only way you could technically play online.
Yeah.
And, dude, we would play that, like, all night long. Steven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Steven. I mean, I've known Steven forever, so we would go to Mitch's house, and we would be in two different rooms, red team and blue team. And, you know, everyone thought they were good, and then I was like, you know, man, yeah, it's crazy. When I first introduced Steven to all that crew, that the other crew of mine, that's how it started. You know, we used to play Halo at my house, at my mom's, and we'd go to Mitch's, and I'd play with a different crew, and everyone thought they were so good, and I was like, you know, let me bring this guy over. He's pretty good, and I brought Steven over, and he went like 50-2.
Damn.
Like, he was just murdering people, man, and, you know, Steven was just really... He's always been really good at shooters.
Was he good with the BMR? Or?
Yeah, no, that and the sniper rifle. Damn. And the one that one hitter quitters, bro. Damn. And, you know, and so, man, we used to have so much fun. But I had to stop playing Halo with the guys because they could never. It's like my boys, I can't play Halo. I can't play Grand Theft Auto with them online because you can't. All it just ends up turning into a kill each other fucking fuck fest.
No teamwork.
Fuck you, fuck fest. Basically, it's like, hey man, where you at? I'm gonna go pick you up, and bam, they run you over.
Like motherfucker.
And then you're like, okay, payback, bitch. And then you blow them up with a rocket launcher. And then
3 hours later,
you're just paying back each other, and it's just like, dude, like I did not, you know, you accomplished nothing in the game. You never, you know, you didn't move forward in progress. Damn. And they'll do it every night. That's what happened in Halo. You'd be like, hey man, where you at? I'm gonna come help you out. And then you just see these grenades next to you. You're like,
oh, dirty.
It was or the hammer.
Uh-huh. Oh, from Halo.
Dude, but you know what? Yeah. You know what? Someone reminded me we used to, dude, it was crazy. Shot. So we used to get on the Halo 2, we used to get in the Warthog, right? And then we'd get one guy. We had to have a guy in it, I think, for sure, maybe two. And then we'd throw all of our grenades on it. We'd really? Throw the plasma grenades on it, and then it would like blow up, and it would launch like straight up, and then everybody would hit it on with rocket launchers to see how high we could get it, and we would get it way up there, bro. And that's what we would do.
Just fuck around, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like I could never it
wouldn't be serious.
Yes, it never was serious, man. It just always ended up being. But you know, one thing I loved about Halo, was it Halo 2, Halo 3, is when you went online, when you were finally able to go online. Was it 2 or 3? I think it was
3. 3 is when officially you can go online. Yeah.
Xbox Live, yeah.
Yeah.
I loved that whenever you killed somebody, it opened your mic was open to them for like 10 seconds or 5 seconds.
You could talk some
Yeah. Like you'd kill him, you'd be like, you fucking start, like, yeah, you like that shit, bitch, like your mom.
Yeah, I was insane.
Your mom loves that shit. And then So then at the end, and then when you got to the post game screen,
people talking shit.
All the mics were open, and he'd be like, "Yeah, what the fuck, bitch? I fucking fucked you up, motherfucker. Butt raped you with no jelly." And dude, it's just, it was so much fun. We talked so much shit. It was
funny. The original Xbox, you can have like the voice filters, so you wouldn't know like who the fuck you're talking to.
Dude, sometimes we would recruit people. We would recruit people for their shit talking skills.
Damn.
Like, I swear, like we recruited this 10-year-old kid.
Oh.
Who had a 10-year-old voice, and he would cuss like
sailor.
A motherfucker. Yeah, he'd be like, "Hey, your mama fucking sucked my dick, bitch." And he was like, "Oh man, like, you know,
it's like so bad, but it's so funny coming out of him."
Funny, dude. And man, we just, like, some of my best moments, bro. You know, but you know, one of the bad things that happened is once they got the camera. Once you had a camera on the Xbox, I don't know if it was the 360. One of them, you could play...
the Kinect was on the original Xbox. I mean,
they play Uno.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And it had a camera.
I can only imagine.
And, dude, the one I'll never... is Xbox 360 Master, bro. The 360. Xbox 360 Master. That was his name. Little chubby white boy. Played Uno with him. Well, my friends did, actually. They told me the story, so it could...
probably get scarred.
Then they were lying. Mm-hmm. I think they were lying about it, but he was like humping his bedpost naked, butt naked, playing Uno, and they were like, "What the fuck?"
So did that Uno game stay, or was that like
that was like the most popular Kinect game for a long time? I think.
Oh wow!
Yeah, like because you could use the camera and all that. Yeah, it was like it was supposed to be a family friendly game.
Well, you changed that.
Yeah,
it's funny, dude. All of the good times, you know. I still do miss the days hanging out with my brothers, playing, you know, Sega Genesis, Sega. You know, sitting there, yeah, Sega. Or it's weird, like when I watch certain movies or old cartoons, I get like this weird feeling, like that feeling you got when you were a kid. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, you get this weird feeling and you feel like the way you were back then.
Yeah.
And when I play video games like that, like, I get that feeling where I'm sitting in the living room with my brothers and it's like hot, and because we didn't have AC, you know, we were poor, and we'd sit there and we'd play like Sega and just have fun, man. It was like that. It was a nice feeling to be able to like play like Sonic. So whenever I hear the music like from Sonic the Hedgehog, like it makes me remember that those times. Yeah, because we played the shit out of it, man. We played the shit out of a lot of those games. I really do miss that. You know, it's one thing growing up as a man now, because I'm 37, so shit, I'm almost an old man, I guess.
What does that make me?
Young buck, dog.
Yeah, buck, yeah.
But whenever I moved out of my mom's house, because when I lived there and my brothers were there, we'd all get together in my room and play video games.
Yeah.
Like, take turns or play fighting games. And I missed that. Like, I missed being able to, you know, stay up with them, not by myself. Now I stay up by myself.
Yeah.
But back then, to have them there and to, you know, BS and because you BS when you, it's kind of like when you play online, except
or
that,
like
except
play with friends,
with
like when you're in person, it's different. Like, yeah. If we were to play I will never forget the time me and Matt were hanging out and we were playing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And
talk
like,
about my brother Matt.
Yeah, your brother Matt. Yeah, we were playing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like the original game. We were just fucking around, but like that was fun. We were playing Scott Pilgrim 2.
Oh, that's a badass game.
Yeah, it's a fun game. Mm-hmm. Like, he was just telling me how fun it was, and we're like, "All right, let's play." So it was me, him, and a guy named Vince, and we were just playing, and we were having a blast.
Was it my brother's
blast.
Friend?
No, it was, we worked together. We all worked together pretty much.
I got you.
Like, so we did that. We played some Tekken, but like it was a good time. You know, there was no like when we were playing Teenage Mutant Turtles. Matt was cracking some mad ass jokes. Like, he was making us laugh, but like. That's the thing. Like, you, how can I say it? It's always fun, more fun to play with somebody like side to side than to play with somebody like,
yeah, online
in a different room. Yeah. Like, I would rather play with like a group of people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
definitely.
That's like a lost, not like a lost art, but like a lost,
yeah, it's a lost art.
It's like bonding.
Yeah.
Like male bonding.
Boys are, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we had some good, we would leave Mitch's house like at 3-4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, bro. Oh,
damn.
From playing video games. God. That's crazy. You know what I mean? But when I thought about it, it's like, what would I be doing if not that? Going out, getting drunk.
Yeah.
Driving drunk, being unsafe. You know what I mean? So I know a lot of people knock video games because, you know, they say some people, and yes, there are some kids and some people that spend way too much time playing video games, but
It's better than getting in trouble. Yes, for
and
sure.
For a lot of us, it has a little bit more meaning than just that. So,
like, I remember hanging out, like, when we were raiding, like, everybody would go out. It was just me and you, and we would just chill, like, just playing some missions. Like, I don't mind that. Like, I'd rather do that than, like, be out drinking, you know, partying it up. Honestly,
that's a great thing about Destiny. Like, you can just chill and hang out and do other stuff, not just
like some other side missions.
Should have a little game night here one of these days.
It would be fun. I would like that.
Maybe we'll Facebook live it. Yeah. You know what's funny is we used to play. This is my last story. We used to play Rainbow Six.
Nice. Which one?
Rainbow Six Vegas.
Oh, dude, okay. That was a dope ass game.
And me and Steven would play online like crazy, bro, like all the time. And you know, when you play online with your boys a lot, like, you'll come across people that fill your team up, and like, they'll talk, they're cool. So you're like, hey man, let me put you in my squad. And then you squad up with them so that from that point on it's three, and then
it's your clan kind of.
Yeah.
And we actually had a clan. It was called what was it called?
The 187s.
No.
Just kidding.
Damn it. I'll remember what it was called. It was called Damage Inc.
Really?
Yeah. DMG. That was our clan, DMG. And it's an old clan that goes back to even like when Steven was real young. He used to play with one of my brother's other friends too. And it's kind of just followed us through all the years. And so we had this clan, and on Rainbow Six, you could actually like clan up, and then we would, there was this server, I forgot what it was called, but you'd put your clan in there, and then you would meet these guys online and be ranked.
That's dope.
So you'd set up these clan matches through there, and dude, we were really into it, man. We planned it out. We knew the maps. Like, we would play them, and we'd be like, okay, you know, you two are going to rush down this hallway. We're going to give you cover fire from this right window. Make sure you have this, and this gun. Make sure you're carrying these grenades. You know, make sure y'all jump. You know, you guys are going to drop from the top, from the ceiling, up, rappel upside down. And damn, you snipe through the window. Like, dude, we were like very, if you ever played video games with Steven, shooters, when he gets in tactical mode, he gets like in full tactical mode. And we would play like that because there was
real training.
Because there's some games that like Rainbow Six, because in Rainbow Six we would play it to where it was like realistic settings, so you get shot once or twice, you're dead.
Damn.
Yeah, so you had to play it like that's save all you have. Yeah. Yeah, and dude, we had this guy, his name was Slob on My Knob, was his gamer tag. So this is prior to where Xbox would started like reporting names, so he had that. And then we had a friend, his name was Mata Los Huevos.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, and so it took him a long time to catch on to that one because it's Spanish.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna tell you what it is, you look it up.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah. And so we had some, you know, funny ones, and then there was a guy named Angry Frenchman. So his name was Omri or something. He worked at GameStop in Los Angeles.
Damn.
And Slob was from New York or I don't know where he was from. And they were all cool, man. We had a fucking badass clan, I'll tell you that. At Rainbow Six, we got together, like, dude, we rarely lost. Like, it was very rare. And so one day we were drinking. Oh, we played with some of our friends that worked with us at GameStop. I think I was working at GameStop at the time. And so one time we were chilling with those friends. And we were like drinking after work, like having a little get together. And we got them the two guys, Slob and an Angry Frenchman, we got them on Xbox 360 on the Kinect camera. And so they were drinking, like we were, you know, we had it broadcasting while we were drinking, while they were drinking.
That's what's nice.
Like with That's us, dope. You know what I mean? There, so like we were all laughing. It was pretty cool. It's just one of those things that never really would have thought about doing, but I mean, I don't know what happened to those guys. Like, they were my friends back in the day, like on MySpace or whatever. And it was like before Facebook. That's how old it was. But I mean, it was cool, man. Like, I miss playing like competitive like that, because the hours would just melt away whenever you're playing like that. Like, you know, onto the next match. And then we have clan matches and we talk so much shit, because I mean, that was like we would rank.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know this, but Steven's been invited to an MLG team before.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Steven's really good at shooters.
Yeah,
you know, I know since y'all play on PlayStation, but maybe when you start, if you play on Xbox with with Battlefront 2. I'm sure he'll get it.
Yeah.
You'll see, like, Steven's really good at shooters. I don't know but yeah, he even not even directing, just by himself.
Oh, like 101? Nice.
Yeah, he'll murder, like, everybody.
Great. Shit.
So, well, man, that was, you know, it feels good to actually get an episode out and talk, like, more video games than.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it definitely felt good.
Time we actually got to talk about.
I mean, I can't remember the last time we talked about some video games.
Yeah, dude, it's been a perfect
episode to do it.
Yeah, so we might talk a little bit more next week, considering that E3's still going on.
Yeah.
In case something
like big happens.
Yeah, something big happens. we'll see if we can get Steven maybe next week. I think he's gone his 2 weeks, so we'll see.
Hopefully.
If we can get him in here and get him to talk about some games. And you know, we'll see what happens next. I think nothing big happening between now and then. Maybe we'll have the Wonder Woman review by then.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe
I still haven't seen it.
I've seen it.
You guys are missing out, man. That's a hell of
a
movie.
The one movie that I've seen and you haven't. What the hell?
I know, right?
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
What in the hell, son?
What in tarnation?
all right, man. So, you know, this is episode 31, Men of the Cave. We'll see you next week.
It's in the books.
Yeah.
Later, guys.
Later.